So before we have a lot more discussion, because I know there is a lot more discussion to have, I'd like to give Andrea a chance to give us a briefing on what's going on with the Editor's Guidelines.
First of all, I'd like to thank Hillary and Joe and Alex for coming down here and giving this presentation, because we in Santa Cruz, even though we're kind of on the cutting edge also medical marijuana, we were early leaders in the medical marijuana movement. This is very informative to us, and thank you very much for taking the time to spend time. So I'd just like to tell people, and some people are already informed about this, about what we're doing here in the county to help with SB 420 and do our own thing down here. As you mentioned, Joe, we want to opt out of SB 420, that part of it that says that a patient can only have 8 ounces and six plants and six mature and 12. But that's for most people here in Santa Cruz, that is way low what we all use a year. I mean, we just need absolutely more. And that was just incredible the state legislature did that to us. Until that point, there were people in the Santa Cruz that said, well, we don't have any guidelines, so that means that there's any amount that is allowable. And the sheriff has been kind of understanding with the patients here that if you have a greater quantity than six plants, or even if you had 12 plants or 10 plants, I think you said the sheriff would allow, that was adequate for many of us. But we're trying to do now is great. We're trying to opt out of that part of S-420, and we met with the sheriff, a group of activists here, met with the sheriff a couple of weeks ago, and we asked the sheriff to take a look at our resolution and our suggestion of 6 pounds, actually 6.5 pounds, which is what the federal IND program gives the remaining patients. We just want to be in compliance with the federal government. 6.5 pounds. A 200 square foot canopy, which is larger than the 100 up in Sonoma County, but we figured that many people don't know how to grow really in such a confined space, and they need a bigger space. So we want to be able to be sure that our most dire need patient can get up to 6.5 pounds. And 99 plants, that's mostly for indoor cultivations. So we presented that to the sheriff because we were told that from Marty Wormhout, our third district supervisor, that that the sheriff would have to approve whatever quantity amount there is, and we felt as though, yes, it should be a decision that doctors make, but of course doctors really generally don't go there. So we thought we'd run this past the sheriff. The sheriff, after a week of looking at our resolution, said that he didn't feel qualified in order to make a quantity amount, how many pounds a patient could have. So he suggested that a panel be formed of public health officer, and in this case it would be George Wolf. He specifically said George Wolf, who was our retired county health officer, and a group of doctors who are familiar with medicinal marijuana, to interview a number of patients and come up with a recommendation, and that he would go along with that recommendation, whatever it is that they suggest. So, and then that would be written in the form of an ordinance, and it would be presented to the Board of Supervisors on August the 14th. And they would there at that point vote on it. Actually, excuse me, August 17th. Mm-hmm. So this is where we are right now. The Board of Supervisors yesterday, just Tuesday, passed this on the consent agenda to form this panel. So now that's where we are, and we're hoping that in a few months from now we'll have an idea of how much that they would approve. Now, we've kind of just decided that anything below 3 pounds, we're not gonna go there. Anything below 3 pounds, and we're going to really work hard in order to lobby the supervisors and lobby and like get our input to the people who are in the power, I guess, accept a larger amount, and preferably 6.5 pounds. So what we're doing is we're trying to get a list of people that we can email to tell you about events that we're going to have things that we're doing in the community to organize. We also would like to know who your supervisor is, if you can put your supervisor here, because we've got 5 supervisors. We know we got 1 vote. Marty Wernhout is going to present this, but we've got 4 other supervisors, and we need 3 votes. So we need to lobby the supervisors individually and collectively to let them know that there are a lot of patients out there that really want this medicine, and we want it in the amounts where we're not out of compliance. See, 8 ounces puts most of the medical marijuana patients out of compliance in this county. So that means that the sheriff technically, even though he's told us that he's not out, you know, chomping at the bit to arrest medical marijuana patients come harvest time, or if you have a larger quantity than 8 ounces. He's not out to do that, he says. He's gonna wait to see what Santa Cruz passes. That's why we really need to get this thing passed here. We're hoping in August that that's going to happen, because that's the time around where the harvest period comes. And the helicopters come flying overhead and so forth. So if you're not willing to give your address and your phone number, your email address would be certainly great. If you don't have an email, then please put your address or phone number, anyway, phone number, so that we can contact you about anything upcoming. So if you received an email about this meeting tonight, then you're on the email list already. And I know there's a few people in here that I sent emails to, so you don't have to sign this again. Any comments that you want to make, whether you're a patient or not, we'd like to know also. So but supply us with any of the information that you feel as though you're safe in doing so. We wouldn't want to put it in. This is only the people who are working on the medical marijuana ordinance for this county are privy to this. So you have to sign that. Also, I'd like to just say that next Tuesday, the camp grant is coming up before the Board of Supervisors. This is the marijuana suppression grant. This doesn't have anything to do technically with medical marijuana, but it is nevertheless a very important thing. Marty called me up today and said, this is on, and we always learn at the last minute, because the sheriff always puts this on the week before, and we don't get any time really to organize. And we would like to have people there also testifying just in principle against our money, our tax money being used for helicopter surveillance and suppression and arresting us for growing our gardens. Aside from the fact that the medicinal marijuana is like legal, we still have a long, long way to go with decriminalization and legalization of marijuana, which I'm sure everybody in this room would like to go at some point. And we want to like let the sheriff know that this is not okay, and let the county know too, because there's media there, that medical marijuana is not the only issue that we're dealing with. We're also talking about the cultivation of marijuana for personal use. So that's all I have to say.
Well, so